and comes down in a couple of seconds here. Vic Wilson, president of QP Local 2950, says his membership is not happy with the settlement and were forced into the vote in favor of the contract yesterday. Vic Wilson, president of QP Local 2950, says his membership is not happy with the settlement and were forced into the vote in favor of the contract yesterday. The voting results released early last night show 79% in favor by the predominantly male Local 116 and 83% in favor from the predominantly female Local 2950. Wilson says pay equity issues were addressed in the agreement, but no thanks to the university.
We did get a 5% over the course of the contract in pay equity, but that was money that was put in from the NDP government. The university itself never addressed that issue in the offer that they presented to our membership.
Few other details of the new contract have been released. Mr. Wilson says his members are so angry with the university's handling of the strike that they are calling on a number of senior officials to resign.
We're also going to be asking for the President Strangway, Vice President Academic Daniel Birch, and the Vice President Administration and Finance, Bruce Gelatley. We will be asking for their resignation and that the government look into the Board of Governors and deal with some of the difficulties that we've experienced with them.
Picket lines around the campus were all down by about 6 o'clock last night, and all staff are heading back to work as normal this morning. Transit union officials say bus service to campus will be normal today now that picket lines have finally come down. Ian Gunn, CITR News at UBC.